Okay, let's go back over there where we was in John 14. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Verse 21 and 22. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. I mean, people lie, steal, cheat, do all kinds of things, and they don't think that's sin. But it is. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. Wow. When I read those promises years ago, I thought, Lord, I'm going to do everything I can to walk totally holy and obedient to your word because I want you to reveal yourself to me. I want to hear your audible voice. And wow, now all these years later, I have heard God speak to me so many times. It's absolutely, people say God don't speak anymore. I think there's a scripture they didn't fulfill. You know, if you have not ever heard his voice, there's something wrong. Because I think of all the years that I was in church, I never heard his voice either. Until I started saying, Lord, I want to obey you. I want to do what you tell me to do. I want to be in your word. I'm going to study. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to do what you say in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I want you to come in. I want you to manifest yourself to me. I want to hear your audible voice. And boy, the first time I heard that audible voice, it was mind-boggling to hear God speak to you. Wow. Some people say, well, you know, he don't speak in an audible voice. Oh, yes, he does. I have heard it. 2 years ago, Cheryl came to me one day and said, honey, I want another puppy. Her little puppy, 16 years old, had died. And we buried her in the backyard. Oh, it broke her heart. But her brother asked her a month or so later, Cheryl, do you think you'll ever get another puppy? And she said, well, probably not, because Thurman don't like dogs. So he probably wouldn't let me have one. But she gets to missing her little puppy. So after another month or so, she comes to me and says, honey, I believe I'd like to have another puppy. Can I have another puppy? I said, absolutely not. There ain't never going to be another dog in this house. I said, that's it. No dogs. No. You can't have one. And she said, well, what if I find one somewhere and I get it anyway? I said, I'll kill it. I said, no dogs in the house. Does that sound like a mean old guy? I don't want no dogs in the house. I'm serious. I'm the master of my house. You know, I don't care what anybody says. Every man is a master of his house. That's what God says. When so many women say, well, I have a say-so in my house. You have a say-so, but your husband's the final authority. That's right. Whether he's mean or not, he is the final authority. That's what the scripture says. And, of course, if you do it God's way, he'll bless you. So Cheryl, she's learned how to pray. She knows that you can't change me. Every woman needs to understand that about their husband. If you nag him and push him and pressure him, you're just going to drive him further away. You ain't never going to change him. A woman cannot change a husband. It's impossible. That's not the way God made us. But through prayer, God can change my heart. So she gets a couple of her girlfriends and they go to the throne of grace and says, Lord, I want a puppy. And so, Lord, I ask you to soften my husband's heart and make him more like Jesus. Now, let me tell you, if there was ever a dangerous prayer for a woman to pray for her husband, that's it. And she said, Lord, thank you for my puppy. Well, a couple of weeks later, she said, honey, has the Lord spoke to you? And she also told the Lord, Lord, you'll have to speak to him audibly because he ain't going to go no other way. He's never going to let me have a puppy unless you speak to him audibly. That's what she said in her prayer. So a couple of weeks later, she comes to me and says, honey, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? She said, about my new puppy. I said, no. And if he does, the answer is still no. You can't have it. It's amazing how tough we can be until the king stands up. Isn't that right? Yeah. So anyway, about a week later, I was entering my office at 11:30 at night, reading the Word and studying for Sunday, and all of a sudden I hear a voice. It says, son, I always look around because I think one day I'm going to see him standing there. I said, yes, Lord. He says, are you going to withhold from your wife what I have made special for her? I said, Lord, you made something special for Cheryl? He said, yes, a little puppy. And he said, are you going to withhold it from her? Now see, does God know that he put the man in charge of the home? Otherwise, why would he have made that statement? He didn't tell me that he was a boss, did he? He told me I had the power to say yes or no, but who in his right mind would say no to Jesus? Is that right, Joe? I mean, ain't nobody in their right mind going to say no to Jesus when he says, son, I have made something special for your wife, and are you going to withhold it from her? I said, absolutely not, Lord. If you made Cheryl a puppy, she can have it. We're carrying on a conversation in my office, just like I'm hearing his audible voice. The king is walking around in my office like this saying, son, you know, he's looking at me. He didn't have to say, don't you know I'm God? I knew he was God. You don't have to tell me that. I know he's the boss. And so I can't study no more. I put up my stuff and go back and crawl into bed. And Cheryl comes to crawl into bed in a little while. She says, well, has the Lord spoken to you yet? And I said, about what? I know about what. She says, my puppy. I said, yes, he has. And she says, and? I said, you can have her. She said, I just found her on the internet. So she jumps up and runs, prints me off a picture of the little teeny pound and a half black puppy. About that big. Ball of fur, wasn't she, Sharon? And so Monday, her and Pat drives and gets this tiny little puppy. And whenever they start home, that little puppy just crawls right up Cheryl's arm, right across her breast, right over on top of her shoulder. And that little pound and a half puppy lays right there for 2 hours as they drive home, never moved. And that little puppy is the life of this ministry center. A while ago, before y'all got here, was a few of you here. Cheryl come in and opened that door, and Lily come in here 90 miles an hour through the kitchen, jumped and up on the seats and running down. And Cheryl finally had to catch her and bring her to me. She is the life of this place. And that little girl is special made by the King for that little lady right over there. Now, does he love Cheryl any more than he loves the rest of you girls? No, not a bit. Cheryl knows he's daddy. And she obeys him the best she can. She does everything she possibly can to be the obedient daughter that God commanded her to be. And doing it, he still knows that she's a person. She's just like all the rest of us. We're human beings and we make mistakes, do we not? And that's why we all needed a Savior, is that right? Yeah, I mean, I know none of y'all besides me ever have any problems, you know, but I got a feeling we all have problems. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. I don't know about you, but I want to obey every commandment that he put in this book. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I want to be loved by the Father, that's for sure. And I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, all those who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come to them, and we will live with them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not do what I say. And remember, my words are not my own. This message is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Counselor as my representative, and by the Counselor I mean the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I myself have told you. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give isn't like the peace the world gives, so don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you will be very happy for me. Now see, that's where we all ought to be. When we lose a loved one, we want to make sure they're a born-again Christian. And when they leave here going away, we should be very happy. If there was ever a time to have a praise celebration, it's when one of us go home. You ought to have been at the church at Lakeland Baptist Church. Do you know that at Lakeland Baptist Church, the biggest congregation of meeting of people that has ever been in that church, at least until that time 10 years ago, I don't know if since then they've had a larger crowd, but the largest crowd that's ever been in that new sanctuary was at my wife and daughter's funeral. It was over 850 people came to their funeral. We had a praise celebration. We didn't have a sad thing. My wife and daughter went home to be with Jesus. Yeah, am I going to miss them? Of course I'm going to miss them. I've been with them 40-something years. My daughter 24 years. But I'm going to miss them. But I know where they went. And so I don't have to get down and scream and kick. I know where they are. I know where they are today. They're with the King. Now then, if they hadn't known Jesus, that would have been something else. I can't even imagine the multitudes of people that go away every day. And some people, like this woman over here in Justin, I talked to her in church one Sunday. She came to church every Sunday. I said, where's your husband? And she said, well, he's at home. I said, does he ever come to church? She said, no, he don't ever come to church. I said, well, is he saved? She said, I don't know. I said, how long have you been married to him? She said, 45 years. You've been married to this guy 45 years, and you come to church every Sunday, and you don't know if he's a Christian? What is wrong with you, woman? You ought to be praying. You ought to be going to the throne of grace every day saying, Lord, I got a husband here that's headed for hell. Lord, I call upon you to please convict him of sin and draw him into the kingdom of God. I mean, does she love him? Obviously, she didn't. If she had really loved and cared for that guy, I mean, if my wife and my daughter before, had I had known they were both saved, I'd have been on my face every day before God saying, God, I ask you to move by your Spirit. I rebuke these demons of hell. I command them to leave them. And I ask you to send that Holy Spirit. And I want you to know, Lord, I am standing on your promises and I am not taking no for an answer. Somebody says, you can't talk to God like that. He told me to talk to him like that. He told me to demand anything I want in the name of Jesus. And he would do it for me, did he not?
Yes.
Then what am I going to do? Let my wife and daughter die and go to hell? Not on your life. I'm going to tell you what, if God would do for every one of us, if he'd give every one of us 5 seconds in hell, that's all you'd need. You'd come back and be a different Christian. Just 5 seconds in that lake of fire with all the awfulness that's down there. I mean, you'd talk to everybody you meet about Jesus after that. That's like that man we saw on TBN the other night. That guy was a businessman worth millions. And he died and he went to hell and he was in that awful place. He was a middle-aged man. And then the doctor shock treated him somewhere and brought him back. And when he come back, he didn't even know where he'd been. He didn't know. He had been in the most awful, wicked place ever. And he started talking to people. What's this place? And they said, well, it sounds like hell. He said, hell? You mean there's a real hell? And they said, yes, and there's a real heaven. That man, he cashed in everything he had. He built churches, and he started doing. He said, if I'm going to win as many people into the kingdom of God as I possibly can. Because he said, the millions I had ain't going to do nothing for me if they wind up in a place like that. He said, that place is real. I saw it. And this man has become a great preacher, and he's preaching the word for, I don't know, 20 or 30 years now. He's on fire teaching people. Don't go to that place. Believe me, I've been there. I've seen it. You don't want to go there. But most of us, as Christians, we're not even concerned. We don't ask nobody in the course of the week. The mailman comes to the door. Are you a Christian? No, that's not none of my business. I'm not going to ask you. It is your business. Find out if people are Christians. Talk to them about Jesus. You know, one day you're going to stand before God and he's going to judge you for what you did with his power. How many people did you lead into the kingdom of God? That was one of my commands, go and make disciples. Is that what he said? How many did you bring? Well, Lord, I'm sorry. If he had brought me home 25 years ago or 30 years ago, after I'd been a Christian for 25 years, you know how many people I had led to Christ in 25 years? Zero. What a terrible thing.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Holy Spirit Empowerment, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.